This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president, speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book, Rage, is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president, speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book, Rage, is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Senate Republicans expected to hold a procedural vote today on a coronavirus stimulus bill that Democrats have already vowed to block. And this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette says Hurricane Laura damaged a Louisiana site that holds a very large portion of the nation's emergency crude oil supply. He says the site in West Hackberry, Louisiana, took a direct hit and will need to be repaired. Joe Biden is detailing his Made in America economic plan, speaking in Michigan yesterday, saying that if elected, his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. Biden says he will slap a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring manufacturing jobs. And he added businesses will be rewarded for creating good-paying jobs here at home. The former VP also said he'll close loopholes that he say have been created by President Trump's tax cut. Another big deal handed out in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey just got the largest contract for a cornerback from the L.A. Rams, the deal said to be worth $105 million over 5 years. And Jay Leno will be hosts of a rebooted classic game show on TV. The acclaimed comic is set to host Fox's reinvention of You Bet Your Life in the fall of 2021. Originally hosted by Groucho Marx, the half-hour comedy show will pair two complete strangers in competition answering questions in an attempt to win prize money. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Live.
Hey, it's what we do, and we do it for you because this is a show of, for, and by the people. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. John Zemerich joins us now. He's a senior editor of Stream.org and got lots to talk about. Hey, John, I thought that the whole situation with Nancy Pelosi and this salon gate was a real teaching lesson to our kids, because you could tell our kids, you say to them, you know, you say to the 7 and 8 year olds, you see, when you respond the way you do and you want to accept responsibility, but you don't, you kind of sound like this 80-year-old leader of the House of Representatives. You don't want to sound like her. So you got to make sure you're either upfront, you tell the truth, or you better come up with a better excuse.
That's right. When you're going to be scapegoating the weak and throwing your power around like a mafia don.
Yes.
Gosh. I mean, the billionaire leftists who rule over us, it's really kind of staggering.
Did she even hear herself in her comments? I mean, it was like, it was painful, John. I'm going, how old is this woman? And you know that she can't even just say, okay, look, you got me. No, I've been set up. Oh, I want to apologize, but, you know, I was set. I mean, come on. You know,
I think this might have been a serious enough political blow that it forced the left to play their Trump card with this fake story about Donald Trump insulting World War One veterans.
Well, now, where did that come from? I mean, is that out of nowhere?
I think that came from a never-Trumper. From some neoconservative who Trump foolishly hired early in his term, you know, one of those bad hires like Nikki Haley that he never should have made, or Mattis, and I think that they remembered what he said about John McCain, which was dumb during the campaign. You know, when he said, "I like the pilots who didn't get captured." Yeah. Yeah, that was dumb, and they said, well, "You know what? This is the kind of thing he would say." Well,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And when we really need to, when we really need to slam him, we're going to say that.
Yeah.
So I think, and I don't think anybody's ever going to go on the record and claim that they heard it. Let's remember the same people who told him. See, he should have, when this World War One thing happened, he was supposed to visit the cemetery, and his staff said, "No, you can't go because it's raining."
Right.
He should have blown through and said, "No, I'm going. I'll take a car if I can't take a helicopter." Mm-hmm. Whoever it was that told him, "No, you can't go, it's raining," that's the person who's leaking it. That's the person, and they were setting him up.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a real setup as opposed to the salon gate setup, ladies.
Right. And remember, remember that the people he hired tried to remove him from office using the 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Nikki Haley knew about it and didn't even warn him about it. So, I mean, Trump, if he has a weakness, it's that he doesn't insist on loyalty from the people around him. If he has an old enemy and that enemy starts flattering him, he gets all happy and he trusts the person. That's the one, you know, character weakness I would point to in Trump, which is why he had people like Reince Priebus and Nikki Haley and other neocon warmongers all around them.
Exactly. Well, John, in at stream.org, you address this issue of Kyle Rittenhouse and Antifa cry bully arsonist. When they found him, I'm talking about the arsonist, Commander Red, in the fetal position. But before we get to that, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Facebook has determined that Kyle Rittenhouse is being accused of a mass murder. And because of that, they are canceling and erasing any kind of reference to Kyle.
That's right.
Any fundraising and that sort of thing.
And Twitter banned Lynn Wood. Nick Salmon's attorney who took on Kyle Rittenhouse's case, Twitter banned him for 2 days, and he had to agree not to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. In what kind of country is a defendant not allowed to have a defense? Are his attorneys not allowed to pursue his defense or to talk about his case and defend him in the public eye when the media is lying about him? You see, they have to suppress the evidence. Mm-hmm. They have to rig this case because it is so obvious that Kyle Rittenhouse was an innocent man and, in fact, a hero. Here's a young man who saw on television that the city next door, Kenosha, businesses were being burned. He saw this old man trying to defend the business he spent 40 years building from a mob of Antifa communists using just a fire extinguisher. And he saw the old man get beaten down on the street. So he goes the next day and joins a bunch of other people. They've got a sort of a citizen militia there, and some of them have rifles, and he's skilled in using a rifle. They give him one, and from what I've been trying to piece this together, these radicals were trying to burn down a gas station. Now, exactly. If you set a gas station on fire, that can burn an entire neighborhood with all that gasoline. That will start a fire that will spread like literally like wildfire. He and a small group of other patriots were trying to defend the gas station from arsonists. The arsonists, some of whom had guns, at least one of them shot at Kyle. They separated Kyle, who's a 17-year-old Eagle Scout kid. Mm-hmm. They separated him from the crowd. He's running away. One convicted pedophile who had raped a 9-year-old is chasing him, tries to hit him with a skateboard. Kyle Rittenhouse falls on the ground. The guy's swinging him with the skateboard. Another convicted felon is shooting at him. Kyle somehow manages to get off enough shots with his AR-15 and only hit the people who are attacking him. No one is his bystanders. He didn't even break a window. And so now he's being charged with first-degree murder. Here's what's going on, Bill. They don't want other Americans turning out like Kyle Rittenhouse to fight back against their politicized militia that is Antifa and Black Lives Matter. The Democrats are using these thugs in the street to terrorize Americans the way they used to use the Ku Klux Klan and the way communists use political thugs in Cuba and Venezuela and Korea.
John, this is so obvious. Are the people seeing this, I mean, for real and understanding? Because,
They're not seeing it on the mainstream media. They might see it on Fox. Thank God for people like Tucker Carlson telling the truth and columnists like Michelle Malkin who have been writing about it. I was one of the first people to write about it at stream.org. Mm-hmm. The Kyle Rittenhouse is a genuine American hero. He was there doing medical care. He was offering first aid to Black Lives Matter protesters who'd been injured by pepper gas and rubber bullets. He was there with a fire extinguisher putting out dumpster fires that the Antifa terrorists had set. And that's what really infuriated him. They wanted the fires. He was putting the fires out. So they decided to kill him. He killed several of them, and good for him.
Well, and the other thing, too, which is quite clear, again, relating to the Democrats' lack of opposition, obvious lack of opposition to what's going on, it's been brought out time and again that for four nights during their convention, only crickets, John.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what does that say about the Democratic Party? Ladies and gentlemen, you got to connect the dots. I mean, who are you going to trust here? I mean, our country is at a tipping point, and if patriots do not take a stand here for the good things and the noble things of our U.S. Constitution, we're going to be run over. We've got more from John Zemerik after this. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Keeping the the spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with the one and only John Zemarek from Stream.org continues. John, we were talking off the air briefly regarding the attorney for Rittenhouse and how he's been censored, so to speak, by the powers to be. I mean, this whole situation with Facebook and all these social media tech giants and how they're controlling the narrative. And it doesn't stop there. I mean, it's everything. I mean, including this election cycle. That's, I mean, right. Here we are worried. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to pass on some good news that if Kyle Rittenhouse, they raised like $600,000, almost $1 million for Kyle Rittenhouse's defense already, despite all these people trying to stop him. And if you want to help, go to Google the Fight Back Foundation, which is Lynn Wood's foundation that he created to help Nick Sandman. Fight Back Foundation, you can contribute. I gave $500, and I hope everybody will chip in.
Exactly.
If they can imprison a young American for defending a community from mass political violence and thuggery and arson and murder and intimidation. Remember, these people were marching around Washington, D.C., going up to people eating at outdoor restaurants, demanding that they repeat Black Lives Matter and hold their fist up in a communist salute, or they beat them up in our nation's capital.
Right.
The police not doing anything. When these blue state mayors refuse to defend innocent citizens from political violence by thugs on their side of the political spectrum, that's exactly what the Nazis did. The Nazis came to power because local German governments would not enforce the law against the brown shirts. When the brown shirts and the communists would fight in the streets, the police would arrest everyone, they would let the brown shirts go, they would put the communists in prison. That's precisely what the Democrats are doing in city after city. If any Trump supporters defend themselves against political violence, they're going to prison, but they'll try to let their own thugs off. Just last night, the Antifa guy who murdered a Trump supporter in Portland, we had to send federal U.S. marshals to arrest this guy, and he shot at them until they killed him. So I'm glad the taxpayers won't be supporting this thug for the next 40 years, and he won't be releasing memoirs from prison that get published by the Atlantic Monthly.
Yeah, and here's Aaron J. Danielson, the 39-year-old who was shot at point-blank range by Reinhold law enforcement...
Go ahead. He was an unarmed, peaceful Trump supporter who was murdered by one of these thugs.
Yes. And doing what many people of faith would want to do, and he had the courage to do. That was to go with a group of others to pray over the chaos, to pray over the situation that was there, has been going on for, what, near 100 nights in Portland.
So if you dare to show up and pray, these communists might kill you. And which magazine? I think it was Vice magazine.
Yes.
Was doing a fawning profile of this guy, presenting him as a hero.
Hours
Meanwhile,
before
Kyle
his
Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse is charged with first-degree murder. There's video of him getting falling on the ground, being swamped by three guys, one swinging a skateboard, one shooting a gun, and they're charging him with first-degree murder, which is what they would have charged Lee Harvey Oswald with if he'd lived.
Exactly.
Premeditated murder, it's purely political.
Without a doubt. And his attorney is clear, and others have seen it. There's been other investigations that have said clearly this is self-defense issue. And the other thing is that Facebook has decided that this is, number one, a mass murder. They're squelching off any ability of support, whereas, in the other incident, Blake, for example, Jacob Blake, do you know how much money they've raised for him?
For the guy who raped his black girlfriend?
Yeah,
she
right.
called the police on him?
Yes.
And I have another piece. That
it's almost over $2 million.
Wow. For the rapist whose father is a fanatical anti-Semite and got a private meeting with Joe Biden to talk about the Jewish world conspiracy. I mean, the left is not bringing their A game, or maybe these are the best people they have. Mm-hmm. But think about Jacob Blake's victim. That's not the person you're going to hear about in the media. You're going to be, oh, poor Jacob Blake. He'll be in a wheelchair. It'll be harder for him to rape because the girls can get away. Poor Jacob Blake.
Yes.
I mean, it's staggering. I just hope more Americans take advantage of their Second Amendment rights while they have them. I actually armed up. I now have an AR-15. I'm having trouble finding a lot of ammo.
Yes,
but before the Democrats take over and take away our constitutional rights, people need to arm up. And I hope people, there are thousands of Kyle Rittenhouses across America. And the next time the Democrats and their thugs attack a city, I hope thousands of Americans show up and do what Kyle Rittenhouse did and protect cities from these thugs. Because when the Democrat mayor pulls the police off the streets and lets the thugs take over, he's effectively making the thugs into the police. Mm-hmm. He is giving them the monopoly of violence. Then Black Lives Matter or Antifa are the government. And when they try you, it's right there on the street. They are judge, jury, and executioner, right, as they were to that Trump supporter they murdered and other people they've beaten up. They, you know, you don't have a lawyer. You don't have presumption of innocence. But remember, they don't want that for Kyle Rittenhouse either.
No,
if they could do to General Flynn what they did, if they could do to Donald Trump that impeachment hoax, just think what they'll do to you if they can.
Yeah, we talked with Carter Page, John.
Yeah.
And look what he went through. And he's, you know, this guy was, you know, he was involved with the Trump administration on a minor scale. And he's gone through, well, you know, all kinds of hell and what have you. To your point about guns, John, I don't know if you saw this, but first time gun owners have grown to nearly 5 million in 2020.
I'm one of them. I hadn't even held a loaded gun before in my life before March of this year. And now I have an AR-15, and I'm practicing at the range, and I'm
good.
Quite good.
I was going to say, get some training. Good,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, that's the thing, is that people, when they do get a gun, that's one thing. But the other thing is, you better know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what happened. You know, we see things like what happened with the McCloskeys. If they didn't have an AR and the wife didn't have a pistol, even though they didn't know, the firing pin was not installed correctly, and so it wouldn't have fired. But nonetheless, the fact that they even had weapons on display dissuaded the hundreds of, you know, terrorists, I mean, a domestic terrorist that had broken into their community. And, you know, there could have been devastation, but the McCloskeys are still fighting this. I mean, just for protecting, doing something that's commonsensical and guaranteed by our Second Amendment right.
They want us scared. They want us taking a knee, holding up a fist, obeying the party cadres. It really is shockingly like Maoist China. Well, why are we surprised when the founder of Black Lives Matter says, I am a trained Marxist?
Yes.
A trained Marxist. Well, what did the Marxists train people how to do? Political intimidation, thuggery, and the use of anodyne, appealing slogans to lure people into supporting communist policies. My next article going up at stream.org is called Why I Won't Say, quote, Black Lives Matter, unquote. Mm-hmm. I believe black lives are sacred as anyone else's, but I'm not going to use their phrase. Their
right.
phrase, their magic slogan, they want you to say it because it's like it's your offering allegiance to their communist organization, to their cult, to their Jim Jones-style cult.
Exactly.
Don't
well, it's
do
at
it.
The,
Don't
and when you say that, it's at the expense of other lives, clearly. That's what this is all about. I mean, you heighten them at the expense of all other lives. That's why they don't want to hear all lives matter.
And they don't care about black people. They're communists. Communists
yes.
don't care about one group or another. They only care who's useful to the Communist Party. That's all they've ever cared about. Ask the victims of Marxist regimes in Africa and Asia and Europe. They don't care about any group of people because they don't think any lives matter.
Well, John, we're at a tipping point here, and we may be entering into something close to martial law in order to get control of this. And I think Donald Trump has been judicious and careful not to necessarily make that move, but we're bordering it, don't you think? We only got about 5 seconds left, so.
Yeah, absolutely, and we need to be ready. Citizens militias, folks, form them.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book Rage is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, we'll give you that attitude, let me tell you. And it's you better be careful because more and more people are realizing with what we're seeing in the Republican National Convention, this virtual convention, is that there's nothing wrong with conservatism. If anything, if conservatism needed to be reborn, it is now, and Gerard Lomero joins us now. He's the author of Real World Socialism, political analyst, and expert on forecast models. Dr. Lomero, good to have you with us as always. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you. You have a phenomenal show.
Well, it's very kind of you to say. We've got a lot to catch up on. Of course, one of the go-to conversations that you and I always have is let's take a look at the numbers. I mean,
sure.
You know, we talk about there's a lot of conversation from the left regarding voter suppression, and there's all different kinds of ways to suppress the vote. And I believe, which I've been increasingly concerned about, is whether, you know, it's through social media, things that Google has been doing, Facebook, I mean, doing everything they can to squash conservatism and conservative values and a conservative voice. There's other things that are doing, being done and suppressing the vote. And I believe that this false narrative and these poll numbers, the way they're put out there. I mean, you know, it's absolutely heinous what they're doing, you know, against the body politic.
I think they're trying to make news with the polls, and I have looked at whenever polls have the in-depth numbers that are behind them. I look at that, look at their methodology, and I have a lot of questions about how they're doing it. It looks to me like they are intentionally or unintentionally getting the wrong numbers.
Well, like you said, they're going for the headlines, Gerard. I mean, this
right.
is the order of the day. That still doesn't, doesn't cause them to escape any kind of culpability or responsibility. And this is where people need to wise up and say, hey, wait a minute, these are the polls I followed last time, and they proved to be false. Why would I continue to listen to what they say? You know, for example, like, you know, people don't want to hear from Susan Rice anymore. And the reason being is because she's not very credible. They don't want to hear from Hillary Clinton anymore because there have been so many incredible things that have come out of their mouths that it's like, no, I just assume, you know, I'll find another channel. I'm going to switch out of there immediately because they're of no interest. I mean, they clearly have invalidated themselves because of their lack of respect and connection to the truth.
That's right. Let me give your listeners some new data that they haven't heard in the mainstream media. And I've just been talking about it today and yesterday, and that is that the Democratic registration numbers are changing against Joe Biden. Believe it or not, they are losing 1% registration per month, whereas the Republican Party is gaining 1.5% registration across the country per month. That, in the last 2 months, means a 5% difference in what the polling number should be,
exactly.
just from that factor alone. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the polls are accurate this time, and they certainly weren't accurate in 2016.
What's happening? What are people reacting to, Gerard? Are you able to determine that?
Well, yes. One of the biggest thing is they're afraid for their lives. They are not comfortable in city after city after city. Tremendous anger going on. And that's one of the biggest factors. The next thing is the economy. They don't like what's going on. They don't like to be locked down unnecessarily. Some of them believe it's totally unnecessary. But more importantly, they're thinking, how does this country rebuild when it's over? And Trump has a great track record in their minds over the economy. Biden and Barack Obama, they basically oversaw an economy that they said was shrinking. You got to get used to it. Americans don't like that. They don't like that negative outlook. They like the positive vision. And the convention right now is reinforcing the positive vision that Trump is offering the country, and they like it. And every day, thousands of voters are going to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've maintained that if people want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done, right? And when you look at Biden, Obama, versus Trump and Pence, so what they've been able to affect, I mean, there's a clear differential here. And even more so to your earlier point, the lawlessness that's happening on the streets of America, interesting that those are happening in Democratic-controlled enclaves. And so they want to stick this on Donald Trump, but it's very difficult when you have a Democratic mayor or a Democratic governor controlling the state, right?
Right. And yesterday, the White House chief of staff said on national TV that Donald Trump offered the governor of Wisconsin help yesterday.
Yes. Right.
A lot more help than he had. Basically put down the rioting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and that governor turned it down. And then look what we had overnight. We have deaths.
Right. Well, this has been going on. I mean, you know, for 80 nights, 80-plus nights in Portland, this is,
yeah,
I mean, come on.
That's a daily thing in Portland.
Exactly. It's crazy.
I want to give you some other data, too, that might be of interest to listeners.
Please.
And that is, I look at some important variables. I look at voter intensity and voter enthusiasm. I think I've pioneered in trying to understand Americans' voter enthusiasm, voter intensity for candidates. And right now, Joe Biden's voter enthusiasm is lower than Hillary Clinton's was in 2016 or Mitt Romney's was in 2012. That tells you a lot about who's going to win the election right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, I'm in California right now, okay? This is a one-party state, and
right.
We don't mean Republican, okay?
No.
I see Trump, you know, Trump-Pence signs, banners, bumper stickers. I have not seen one. Biden Harris bumper sticker. I haven't seen one Biden banner. I've seen a Governor Newsom impeachment. You know, there's a move to impeach, the Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom. I see more of those signs increasing, which could be telltale. And maybe part of your study, as you say, you look at these indicators and start to get an idea. Okay, well, the momentum is shifting here. And I don't know. I mean, the Democrats are so well entrenched in this one party state of California. I don't know what it's going to take, short of a revolution of some sort.
Well, there are a lot of people angry in California. A lot of people are going to work hard to displace those Democrats that have taken over the state. We have the problem with about 3 million voters on the rolls in California that will be mailed ballots that are not legitimate voters.
Yeah, and those have already been identified. Judicial Watch went ahead and fought heavy for that. They got them to agree to half of that number, and they still haven't eliminated that number. So mail votes will be sent out, as you said. And what does that do in terms of compromising and invalidating a good vote when you have somebody who all of a sudden is out there ballot harvesting and grabbing these mail-in votes? I mean, this is dangerous.
They are mailing ballots to dogs and cats, believe it or not.
Right.
Not to mention people that have moved out and people who've died.
Exactly.
And that is utterly, utterly, I think, against the spirit of the Constitution. And they're just flagrantly throwing this in our system out the window because they don't like our system.
No. And, well, the Democrats clearly are very desperate, Gerard.
They are.
This was brought out during the Kavanaugh hearings. Lindsey Graham could not contain himself indicting the Democrats for their lust for power. He said, I hope to God you don't get it. And here they are so close to getting that power, and they were so close to having it. Had Hillary Clinton been elected president, we'd be living in a different America already. I mean, I'm sure COVID under Hillary Clinton, like other, pandemics in the past, they'd have been managed. There would not have been a lockdown. But because it's Donald Trump, all the forces and powers have come across, as you said earlier, not to let a good crisis go to waste. And the Democrats have been trying to take Donald Trump out. They've been trying to take his knees out from underneath him, from day one. So why stop now, right?
Absolutely, you're right.
Yeah, this is what's happening in our country. And we always appreciate Dr. Gerard Lomero, breaking down the numbers, the real numbers. I mean, he's one of, a very small handful of people who got it right in 2016. So, again, in that spirit of you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. We are holding to our confidence in Dr. Lomero and the numbers that he presents to us. We've got more from him after this.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, as a service to us, we the people, Dr. Gerard Lomero has presented the book, Real World Socialism. So much to be understood because, you know, things have not been taught in the school. Anecdotally, we may have passed that down. There are some generations who have come from real-world socialistic experiences. You know, last night we saw, you know, with the swearing of new citizens of and patriots for our great country, you know, it's quite touching. And to hear their individual stories, amazing. And they, I think in some cases especially, have to wonder, why is America even, you know, considering socialism when they themselves have experienced it firsthand? It just seems totally incongruous to them, Gerard, that America would be even talking about socialism and embracing socialism policies when we see time and time again historically that they've been devastating to the people that they supposedly are supposed to serve.
Socialism always leads to spiritual, moral, and economic bankruptcy. That's what I found in my study, and I studied socialism for years in depth. I have an incredible library on it, and I put together a book about a year and a half ago that I said is going to be the fundamental issue in the 2020 election. I said, the trend is socialism is going to be the biggest issue in 2020. I wrote the book for that reason. Mm-hmm. This book is talking about our election.
Exactly.
It's talking about all the ins and outs, all the arguments they give you, why their arguments are all wet. They just don't hold water economically. They don't hold water politically, and they're wrong for people morally. And this book covers it. It's Real World Socialism. I think it's the best book ever written on socialism. And if you face people who are telling you socialism is wonderful, get this book. It'll give you the ammunition to talk to them and try to help to reason with them. Mm-hmm. They don't typically want to reason. They only want to move ahead with their own ideas because Real World Socialism is really a religion unto itself.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's what I was just going to say, is that what they're trying to do is erase God. And
they are.
And look what we've done in postmodern America today, where we've turned our back on God in so many ways. But that's the key linchpin, ladies and gentlemen, to everything. I know some people don't want to hear that.
they're very comfortable to live a life without God. And I say the primary motivation for that is so that people will do as they darn well please. And right. We know when people do as they darn well please, it really doesn't fare well. I mean, there's not much of a positive legacy that you leave, you know, down the road for your kids and your grandkids, living life as you darn well please. We have done that. I mean, our generation, you know, with love the one you with, sex, drugs, rock and roll, all that. I mean, we've devastated our kids. I mean, this is all part of our legacy. And for those of us who have repented and realized that, you know, spirituality and our faith is absolutely critical. Our founding fathers, you know, said that the Constitution was designed for a moral and an honest seeking people. And when you have a breakdown in morality, which is, you know, connected with God, when you do that, you have the America of the 21st century that we're experiencing right now, where you've got, you know, an increasing number of divorces, of fatherlessness. We've got riots in the streets. All this is a manifestation of us turning our backs on God.
Absolutely. Eternal law, divine law, all the laws that the Bible teaches are truth. Mm-hmm. And they are commandments from God not to make our lives miserable, but to really give us guideposts to get through life successfully.
So that it would go well with us. You know, that's what he told Cain. If you do right, will it not go well for you? So if it's not going right for you, if it's not going well for you right now, maybe the question is, where is it that I'm not doing right? Where did I abandon God? And maybe for some people, just as the Republican Party is renewing itself and getting back to first principles, as we're seeing right now, maybe this is a great example and an encouragement for all of us to pause for a moment and reconsider, you know, the lives that we're leading and to get back to first principles. That's, you know, that is my prayer. If America is going to continue and we're going to be really great again, truly, it's going to be because we decide to really be a nation, one nation under God. In fact, coming up, Gerard, I don't know if you were aware of this, but there's going to be an event in Washington, D.C. at the mall called The Return. My good friend Rabbi Jonathan Kahn and others, Kevin Jessup, are involved in organizing this. They're expecting at least 500,000 people, socially distanced and all that, at the mall, focused on a day of repentance. You know, many people have been calling for revival, but we maintain what precedes revival always is repentance. We've got to reconcile ourselves to Almighty God, who blessed this nation and gave it a purpose and a promise. And so we need to reconcile with that purpose and promise and repent. And I believe that God will heal our lands. But this is going to be taking place in September on the 26th. And we hope to see everybody out there.
Well, I'll tell you, the long-term trends and the intermediate trends are leading us in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Our country has a great need and is expressing that in many different ways. For, if you will, not only a return to morality, but a return to God.
Yeah.
And it's happening, and I believe that this particular set of arguments looks terrible to us today, but we're being shown something by God. We're being shown what is it like to live without morality.
You have right.
Anarchy in the city. And by the way, socialism, let me make one other point. It was conceived by atheists. You know, Karl Marx's grandfather, was a great, well-known rabbi. He rejected the Jewish faith. He rejected Christianity. And since then, one of the remarkable things I found is that most of the thinkers and most of the doers in socialism were outright atheists and rejected that. And what they're trying to tell people, which is false, is the fact that you can have heaven on earth if you give them all your freedom. You give them all your resources, they'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. They're trying to put themselves in the place of God, and they're not. And they always fail.
Yeah, they're stealing what's not theirs. I mean, where were they at the start of the American Revolution? Where were the atheists when it came time to design the Declaration of Independence and write up our Constitution and Bill of Rights? Where were the atheists? No, but then down the road, they find an opening and they want to steal what doesn't belong to them. and they want to, you know, preempt what is at the very heart of the American people. And it will happen if America remains passive. But I, like you, I'm starting to see a raising up of...
trends are moving that way.
Mm-hmm.
The trends are moving that way. And a point I mentioned to you on the break there, and I think I'll mention now, is that this is the most important presidential election since 1789. Why do I say that? In 1789, the number one issue was, should we ratify the Constitution? And it was ratified by a number of states. North Carolina and Rhode Island didn't ratify it in time to vote in the Electoral College. Mm-hmm. And New York State did ratify it, but they sent their electors too late to the Electoral College. And so only 10 states out of 13 actually voted and elected George Washington president. And the country basically celebrated that election because they had decided to ratify the Constitution. They had their first election, and they were in business. And we had 244 years of prosperity and success and a lot of wonderful things that have happened since then. This is the most important election. Why? Because you have Trump and the Republicans, not all of whom are perfect by any means in that, but nevertheless, they believe in the Constitution, the rule of law, morality, freedom, peace, and prosperity. And the other side clearly are in favor of socialism, communism, Marxism, anarchy, and chaos. And the Green New Deal would utterly destroy us and bankrupt us within 2 years, tops.
Mm-hmm.
Be completely bankrupt. We'd be starving. We would not have the energy we need. We would not have the food we need. We could not get our products to market.
Yeah.
They want to destroy our transportation system, all because they want to control everything. And boy, Hugo Chavez, he was going to give us everything for free when he was elected. He got elected, and guess what? They went from the number one economy in Venezuela, South America, Venezuela was,
right.
And they became a bankrupt, poverty-stricken country where people are starving. We will have the same thing.
Eating out of the back of trash trucks. That's what the people in Venezuela are subjected to today, brought to you by socialism, ladies and gentlemen. And we want that here in America? You want that for your kids and your grandkids? How?
Yeah. And yet, it's so subtle what they do. They try to tell you you're going to get everything. You're going to get free food. You're going to get free medical care. You're going to get free transportation. You're going to have everything for free. If you just give your lives over to them, give them the power, they'll take care of you. That's why I say socialism is sold by using false hopes and deceit. It's downright deceit.
It's amazing to me they use your money too, Gerard. I mean, it's like they're using the people's money. And at the end of the day, even now going into this, there's no guarantee that Bernie Sanders or forget about Joe Biden, but or AOC and others would be leading the way, because as we always know, when socialism takes root, that's only the beginning of a power structure and a redefinition of the power structure that becomes quite devastating. Of course, that's what history has taught us, right?
Absolutely. And example after example. And they're documented in my book.
Well, there it is. And the book available at all the usual places, right?
You bet.
I highly recommend it. Get your hands on Real World Socialism. It's been a long time coming. There's a lot of research and hard work that Dr. Gerard Lomero has put into it. What they didn't teach you in school, you can learn in Real World Socialism. Dr. Gerard Lomero, as always, an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much, sir. Take care. Have a great day.
With you. You too.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you a